pound and a half of pot and some crack in the house. In an airplane hangar in Fort Worth, Texas, technicians are readying a Boeing 767, a device designed to thwart shoulder-fired missiles from blowing the aircraft out of the sky. The test is just part of a $10 billion project aimed at protecting the nation's commercial airliners from a potential terror attack. Terror expert Mike Lyon says this type of protection is needed.
The commercial aircraft is extremely vulnerable. If you look at the improvements that have been made since the 9/11 attacks, they focused more on passenger security. So the next obvious level of protecting that aircraft itself would be the external forces that could possibly act on it.
The report in today's New York Times says that concern is not just for the benefit of the lives that would be lost should a single aircraft be shot down, but also for the enormous economic consequences that would follow if the general public were to lose confidence in flying altogether. And organizers for a Memorial Day parade in the town of Charlotte Hall, Maryland, were going to use actors to represent veterans of World War I. But it was then that they learned of 103-year-old Lloyd Brown, who was one of the last living veterans of the Great War. Brown, who was just 16 years old when he signed up, lied about his age so he could join the fight back in 1918. He'll ride in tomorrow's parade in Washington. According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, Brown is one of only 30 remaining members of the First World War. WOR time now is 2:03. Traffic, sports, and weather coming up next.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
Well, he went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing a loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Square.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com. Breathtaking villa with panoramic ocean view, $15 million. Marketed through the Coldwell Banker Previews International Program. Historic waterfront estate, $5.5 million. Marketed through the Coldwell
Banker. The Coldwell Banker Previews International Program markets exquisite luxury homes and estates to buyers the world over. Our unique marketing program allows us to reach affluent buyers directly and confidentially. Coldwell Banker Brokerages handle an average of $97 million in luxury home sales every day. For more information, call a Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage Previews International Specialist today or visit us at coldwellbankermoves.com.
Outstanding farmland estate featuring river shoreline and hardwood forest. $15 million. Marketed through the Coldwell
Banker. Average based on closed and recorded sales transactions for homes that sold for $1 million or more is reported by affiliates in the Coldwell Banker franchise system for the calendar year 2004. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
It's now 2:05 at WOR. Traffic time, Westchester County, northbound New York Thruway. Before this happens, the bridge is an accident. Very heavy backups already. There's 287. Police are on the scene. West Side Highway, southbound heavy, 125th down to 50th Street. Northbound is moving all right. Holland Tunnel from 1 to 9, a disabled vehicle has been cleared. 25-minute delays from the turnpike. Outbound delays of 15 minutes. And inbound Lincoln, a 15-minute wait. Outbound, no trouble to report at all. Right now in sports, baseball, top of the fourth. Mets and Marlins are scoreless down in Florida. The Yankees host the Red Sox 8 o'clock tonight at the stadium. NBA playoffs, the Heat and the Pistons, 8 o'clock this evening. That series tied up at one game apiece. The WOR weather forecast, partly sunny for the remainder of this Sunday. Chance of showers and thunder showers at near the high of 75. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, low 55 degrees. For tomorrow, Memorial Day, partly sunny with a high of 79. The outlook for Tuesday, cloudy skies with a chance of showers, daytime high near 70 degrees. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 13, humidity of 44%, our current temperature 71 degrees under partly sunny skies. Stay tuned now for the Wilner Window. I'm Carolyn McHugh, WOR News.
Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window. where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic engines may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemist, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Flavell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. We're glad we could share with you. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, well, the focus of the show is nutritional supplements. We talk about herbs, vitamins, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. You can also join our discussion a little bit later with questions. You can call us up, and I'll give you the number shortly. With me, well, Arnie Gitomer, first of all, is off today, and hopefully I'll do the job justice. But with me here in the studio is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
And our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon, Sam.
Today, we want to begin the program with some comments on B12. B12 is a water-soluble vitamin. It's needed for many things, but perhaps most importantly, it's required for normal nerve cell activity and DNA replication. Now, in the body, B12 is also necessary for the production of other substances that you may be familiar with. It's involved in the production of SAMe, for example, and we talk about SAMe from time to time here on the Wilner Window, and it's the very same substance you buy as a supplement, which affects mood, among other things. Vitamin B12 also works along with folic acid and B6 to control homocysteine levels. This is very important because, as we know, an excess of homocysteine is associated with an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and little known also osteoporosis, as well as Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, deficiency of B12 also can cause fatigue, and based on some older studies, it's long been thought that B12, especially when given by injection, could increase energy in people who are not clinically deficient in B12. Now, obviously, those people who really are deficient in B12 will benefit from correction of that deficiency. This connection between vitamin B12 energy and fatigue led, as you might expect, to its use of B12 in treating chronic fatigue syndrome. I know we've done that for many years. Results have been mixed. There really aren't any good studies. But this is a very complicated condition, and we have many patients who think this has really helped them. And certainly be one component of a treatment protocol.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you said something about osteoporosis, and what I hadn't realized until I turned on the computer is that in the Journal of the American Medical Association just a couple months ago, there was a good double-blind study on people who had fractured their hip, and they gave them vitamin B12 after the hip fracture and folic acid. And over the next 2 years, they randomized them to placebo or folic acid B12. The rate of recurrent second hip fractures was only 20% as much in the vitamin B12 folic acid group as it was for placebo. This was a good double-blind randomized study in one of the better medical journals in the country, and I didn't see any headlines in the New York Times.
That's too bad. Anyway, the question I guess for us all would be, are you deficient in B12? Unfortunately, deficiency of B12 is not all that unusual. Vegetarians, for instance, especially if they avoid foods like dairy and eggs, often become deficient in B12 over time. People with various types of malabsorption problems can become deficient. Pernicious anemia is a well-known form of B12 malabsorption. In this case, the stomach is unable to secrete a substance called the intrinsic factor, which is necessary for normal absorption of B12. People with H. pylori disease or infection have been shown to be deficient. In one study, 40 7% of people with tinnitus were found to be deficient in B12. That's interesting. There is an association between B12 deficiency and depression, immune function, and perhaps even breast cancer.
So, as you can see, making sure that you get optimal levels of vitamin B12 is an important thing. Correcting an actual deficiency of B12 is, of course, critical. In the past, and probably in the minds of many doctors today still, it was thought that the only way to really effectively supplement with vitamin B12 was to give it by injection. This, of course, bypasses the need for absorption through the stomach or the digestive tract. But as we have been telling you for many years now, there is evidence that taking very high doses of B12 by mouth will also work. And sure enough, it turns out that we were right.
Well, a study just published in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that oral supplements of vitamin B12 appear to correct vitamin B12 deficiencies as well as do B12 injections. That may not be for everybody, but it was for most of the people in the study. What the researchers found, though, was that in order to correct a deficiency, oral doses needed to contain more than 200 times the recommended daily allowance. You could call that a megadose. What does that mean? Well, they tested various daily oral doses in older people and found that between 650 to 1,000 micrograms of vitamin B12 was necessary to correct deficiency. But I guess you sell 1,000 micrograms of vitamin B12, right?
It's up to 5,000, actually. Well, the good news is that the level of B12 is not hard to achieve. You get 100 micrograms, for example, in a regular daily dose of Wilvite, and one tablet of Jarrow's homocysteine PF, a typical homocysteine-lowering formula, contains 250 micrograms. And you can buy vitamin B12 by itself, of course, and it's commonly, as Dr. Podell alluded, 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000, and as I said, 5,000 microgram potencies. It's very inexpensive and it's virtually non-toxic. So there is a validity to taking B12 in oral form. Injection is not the only way to go. Taking a high dose of B12 makes sense, even if you don't have a diagnosed actual B12 deficiency, especially if you are in the risk categories, like you're an older person, a vegetarian, or chronic gastrointestinal problems, parasites, tinnitus, gastric bypass surgery, also has been shown to create B12 deficiencies.
Okay, now, you can buy the B12 supplements as a sublingual lozenge or as a regular tablet or capsule. Some folks, of course, over the years have claimed that it can be absorbed sublingually. As I've said many times over the years, I'm not really convinced that this is the case. It probably doesn't matter because either way, you'll swallow it and then it'll be absorbed. It doesn't hurt to take it as a lozenge if you like that, but as I say, I don't think it matters either way. So if you've been taking B12 by injection, you might want to talk to your doctor about the possibility of taking it by mouth instead.
And one of the things, Don, it's very hard actually to find a high-potency B12 in a regular tablet or capsule form. Most of them are lozenges, but if you want to swallow it, you probably can. There have been some studies showing comparing the effectiveness of sublingual to oral tablets and capsules. It looks like they're about the same.
Yeah, well, of course, Sam, one reason that you don't find B12 as a regular capsule or a regular size tablet is because, folks, don't forget, you're only talking about up to maximum, you know, when we say 5,000 micrograms, that translates to 5 milligrams. That's not very much stuff. So you can't make a tablet or a capsule that tiny. You have to dilute it with other things. Now, that's easy to do in the lozenge because you mix it with things that will dissolve and kind of sweeten it a little bit. I think Twin Lab, of course, always had those, they call them dots, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
Very small little tablets. And that's the reason because, you know, mm-hmm. 2 milligrams, 5 milligrams doesn't take up much room.
Okay, well, that ends our discussion of B12. But if you'd like to call us, if you have questions for us about B12, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, give us a call. The number is 1-800-321-0710. Number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Cardell.
And we'll be right back after a quick word from one of our sponsors.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab. Answers for life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen up, folks. I want to tell you about a very interesting supplement called natokinase. Well, natokinase is an enzyme derived from a traditional fermented soy food called natto. Now, in Japan, natto has been valued as a food remedy for fatigue and circulatory problems. In 1980, scientists in Japan developed a way to extract pure natokinase, the enzyme from natto. It is natokinase that has proven so beneficial to circulation. A little explanation is that fibrin is a protein normally found in circulation that, when activated, forms fibrinogen, which is responsible for blood clotting. Now, for obvious reasons, the level of fibrin must be carefully controlled, and the body generates natural fibrinolytic enzymes to help do that. These break down fibrin. Natokinase has a similar action, leading to its popular use in AIDS circulation and high blood pressure. Now, Doctor's Best has a great deal for you, and they're offering their natokinase supplement through Wilner Chemists at one-half price. That's a great deal, folks. Doctor's Best natokinase, 100 milligrams, 90 veggie cap size, is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at half price. If you are on anticoagulant medication, we suggest you talk to your health care provider before taking natokinase.
This is Ellen Tamai, the natural nurse. Here's today's health tip from Nature's Answer.
They say the eyes are the windows to the soul. Open your vision windows with liquid eye care from Nature's Answer, the eye care formula you take with a spoon. Combining vitamins A, C, and D as natural mixed tocopherol, along with key herbs such as bioflavonoids, bilberry, and lutein, liquid eye care from Nature's Answer is the ideal supplement to support ocular health. And it's naturally sweetened with organic agave nectar. Nature's Answer, your answer for the highest quality of liquid supplements.
Look for the platinum label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professional for over 30 years at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back to the Wilner Window. I'm Sam Forbes here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're ready to answer your questions.
Well, Sam, before we take the first call, I wanted to make a couple comments on some of the advertisements that we just ran. Do I have a second?
Absolutely.
A few things. First, we ran an ad for Twin Lab, and of course, we also mentioned their B12 dots. We're going to say this a little bit later, but I thought it'd be a good time to point out that the entire Twin Lab line is on sale right now at 30% off less price. We haven't run a Twin Lab sale in a while, so I thought it would be of interest to point out that the entire Twin Lab line is on sale, and I believe again it's 30% off. Also, Doctor's Best, you folks probably noticed that we've changed the half price special on Doctor's Best. We actually have two products, and we're going to alternate talking about them, and I'm going to give you the heads up right now on what the other one is. The one that Sam mentioned, of course, is the natokinase. That's at half price. But there's also another product of theirs that we're featuring here at Price as well, a Strontium Bone Builder. Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit more next week, but if you've been looking for a strontium or a strontium, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that, but a soft tea or a hard tea, but anyway, you folks who care and know what it is, that's also on sale at half price. And the third quick comment, you know, last week we spoke about green tea and the various types of green tea products available, and I have to admit that I had not actually tried the liquid green tea products. We talked about some various types of liquid green tea products. And after the show, I had all these bottles on my desk that I was comparing the label claims. So I tried the one from Nature's Answer called Super Green Tea. I've got a glass right here. I've just been using this constantly. This is really good stuff. You take one dropper full, you put it in a glass of water, and it tastes like green tea. And it's, of course, so concentrated with all those polyphenols and the EGCG. I really like it. I mean, I've been using it sort of constantly now for the entire week. So I just thought I'd give another plug for the whole concept of these liquid green tea products. And the one that I've tried and I like is the one from Nature's Answer, Super Green Tea. Okay, Sam, I've said my piece. We can go to the phone now.
Okay, well, we have a couple of open lines, so it's you're used to having difficulty getting through to the Wilner Window, well, right now is a great time. The number here, again, is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to our first caller, Sandra, from Fort Lee, New Jersey. How are you today, Sandra?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, what's your question?
I have been taking, but from a doctor's order, 1,000 mcgs of B12 in capsule form.
Okay.
And I had a blood test taken, and the range on the blood test from low to high was higher than the high on the range. And so I myself cut it down to 500 milligrams. And I want to know if I should have been concerned, and did I do the right thing?
Well, I'll let the guys answer, but it was micrograms, by the way.
Micrograms.
That's right.
Well, I mean, if you take extra B12, you're taking, you know, 500 times the recommended daily allowance or something like that, you expect the level to be high. There's no reason to think that's harmful. There is some reason to think that might be helpful, and so it should have been fine.
Also, Sandra, are you taking a multivitamin or some kind of folic acid?
I'm taking folic acid separately.
So
and B6.
That's good because you're covering yourself with folic acid, the high potency B12. Apparently mask folic acid.
No, it's actually the other way around.
High B12.
High folic acid masks the neurological damage.
That's why you guys are here.
Anyway, take them both.
Anyway, take them together.
Take like the higher one, the 1,000. I started taking this because the homocysteine was high.
Yeah,
and that's what it was being used for.
Well, the real issue is, does either one help your homocysteine?
Yes, it did. I mean, it does.
If 500 does as well as 1,000, then I would go with 500. But 1,000 does better than do 1,000.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You see,
the question I would pose is what you're actually measuring with the particular test that you're concerned about. If you're just measuring how much B12 is getting into the bloodstream, as Dr. Podell mentioned, if you're taking a high potency, you want it to be high. That doesn't really tell you too much. More important is whether you have anemia problems or other things, which may or may not be something you can tell from just a straight reading of the B12. I don't know the details, but that would be my guess.
Okay, let's go on to our next caller, Steve. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Steve?
Thank you for my call. I'm calling my sister. She has a problem with her B10 ebb and flow once in a while, every 2 or 3 months. What would you recommend for that?
Well, has she been evaluated by a physician?
Yes, she has no high blood pressure and salt. She doesn't have any salt in her diet.
Well, there's a few supplements that may be helpful. Is she taking any vitamins?
Yes, multiple vitamins, vitamin calcium, magnesium, zinc.
Right. Well, something as simple as B6 is a diuretic, but she's probably getting some of that. However, there may be other herbs and supplements that might be useful, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make comment because I don't know why she's getting it.
Well, yeah, that's
in other words, she could. You can get high food retention from increasing carbohydrates. You get it from stress. Obviously, you get it from salt. And
hormones or
hormonal fluxes. And it doesn't necessarily have to be treated. If it's large enough to worry about treating, then it's important enough to try and figure out what it is. Now, you know, what to give for it, I really don't know what to say without knowing what it is.
The diuretic.
Well, things like herbal diuretics is just going to normalize, edema and swelling. There are herbs and formulas for, particularly helpful for circulation in the legs, like horse chestnut. There's any number of companies that make, like, circulation factors. Like Country Life makes a nice formula. It contains things like butcher's broom and ginkgo. But I guess you need to get more of an evaluation.
It happens every, say, 2 or 3 months, but then in about 3 or 4 days, it goes down, swelling.
Yeah. It has a cycle, so don't know what to tell you. You could try some of what I mentioned, or you can pursue this with your doctor.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, we just have time for maybe one more call, or actually, we can just keep talking. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, okay, let's talk about what the previous caller is. You know, when we recommend these various herbs and vitamins and things of that sort, they can be used in two ways. They can be used as if they're drugs, you know, and you're treating a condition and trying to alleviate the symptoms of a condition, or they can be used preferably to treat the underlying problem. With this last caller, we're concerned with what is the underlying problem. Just because there's a little bit of the swelling every few months, we don't run and grab, an herbal diuretic and like you would grab an aspirin if you had a headache. We would rather see what is causing this swelling and then recommend something to help treat that.
Thanks, Don. Okay, it's time for another quick break, including a quick check on traffic. This is Sam Forbes along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. Biosil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of Biosil on bone loss in aged overectomized rats. The results show that Biosil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. Biosil, from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to The Wilner Window. Now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Diane De Oliveira.
Thanks, Sam. Good afternoon, everyone. In Suffolk County, westbound Sunrise Highway, there's a car fire on the shoulder before exit 57 in South Belport. Northbound on the BQE, it's heavy from the Parkway merge to Gowanus Canal with an accident being cleared. The Manhattan-bound Williamsburg Bridge has a left lane stall. On the Hudson River, the inbound Holland Tunnel, 30 minutes from the New Jersey Turnpike, 10 minutes from Route 1 and 9, and 15 minutes leaving the city. The inbound Lincoln is 30 to 40 minutes. No problems outbound, both ways of the George Washington Bridge, less than 5 minutes. The Tappan Zee Bridge is moving okay. Westchester County on the northbound New York State Thruway. Accident has been cleared before the Tappan Zee Bridge into Tarrytown. Expect residual delays. And in Orange County, eastbound Route 17, there's a right lane accident at I-84. All lanes are subject to close. This report brought to you by American Express. Card members can get special advance access to U.S. Open tennis tickets from June 1st through the 4th at usopen.org. I'm Diane De Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
Are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements? How about reference articles and reprints or some of the Wilner Window radio program excerpts? How about a link to helpful web pages like Health Notes or a way to search through all this information easily? Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows or hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information or to search for products by the name or use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all this by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores, But now you can do it another way by logging on to the new and improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner2ls.com. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. It's the new Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com. Also, do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes, cataract, macular degeneration, glaucoma, or difficulty seeing clearly at night or dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. One of our favorite products for this is Ginkgold Eyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgold Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Now, everybody knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgo Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgold Eyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgold Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, all at discounted prices. Especially this month, we have it at 30% off.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to the Wilner Window, and we're going to get right to your calls. But before that, I just want to tell you about the new sale that I mentioned just a moment ago at Wilner Chemist. We've got the entire lines of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements along with Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, and Alveda Teas all on sale at 30% off list price. We also have our 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog available. It's filled with health information and product data. And if you don't have a copy, well, all you have to do is call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. The number again is 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. It's a they'll take a recording of your name and address. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
And of course, folks, you can always pick one up at either of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store in Midtown that's located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park. It's just the south block of Grand Central Terminal, so it's easy to get to. And we have a store downtown where Sam Forbes hangs out all week long. It's located at 253 Broadway, right on the corner, right near the corner of Murray Street near City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Don. Okay, guys, what do you say we get to our next caller? Roz, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Roz?
Thank you for speaking with me. I am on a beta blocker, and I want to know if it's all right to take polycosanol.
I don't see why not, but Dr. Podell?
Yeah, I
don't see why not.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because when I looked at the label, it said, consult your physician if you're taking blood pressure medication. When I asked him, he wasn't familiar with polycosanol, so he couldn't.
Yeah, the... Well, there may be something that we don't know about. But
well, but the polycosanol is not really what you would call blood pressure medication.
No. This is...
No, but she is taking blood pressure medication. In other words,
it says that on the polycosanol label?
Yes.
Yeah, and why that is not clear. The studies that I've read, the main studies come from Cuba, didn't mention any problem with blood pressure.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe there's some reason, but I think we'd have to ask the company. Why for blood pressure but not for, antidepressants?
You know, warnings like that may appear on vitamins, not necessarily because there's something, maybe a problem with the vitamin, but there may be more of an issue where the company is encouraging people to involve their doctors if they're on.
But then why take on blood pressure as opposed to, say, heart condition or whatever? I think we better ask Don to talk to the manufacturer and try and find out for next week. How's that?
Yeah, I'm looking. I was, while you were talking, I looked up, polycosanol on the health notes that we mentioned before. We're linked to health notes on our website, and I don't see anything at all here cautioning about blood pressure. They, of course, point out that if you're taking, things like curcumin or something, you should be concerned, but So far, I see nothing connected to blood pressure.
It could be an erroneous message, but we would have to check that out. Well, thanks for the call, Roz.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let's go on to our next caller. Ellen, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Ellen?
Yes. Regarding melatonin, do you know of any studies or research that states melatonin could cause depression?
I've only had anecdotal comments from people who felt that their mood may have changed a bit while taking it, but I'm not sure there's really anything connecting it. Would anybody, Don or Dr. Podell, are you familiar with anything like that?
Well, actually, I'm more familiar with studies showing that it helps people with depression.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess with anything along those lines, there's always the possibility of an idiosyncratic reaction or something, but I, you know, again, usually we recommend melatonin for treating at least certain types of mild depression, a seasonal depression, things
right.
of that sort.
Right.
You know, if somebody's taking it and they think that it's having the opposite effect, stop taking it. Look, melatonin is, what is melatonin? It's a natural hormone that is occurring in your body naturally to a certain extent. You're giving yourself a little bit more than your body is secreting, and if that has a negative effect for some reason, lower the dose or stop taking it. It's not like you're taking something that's, you know, a foreign material or a synthesized drug or something. You're just kind of modifying the normal body levels of a naturally occurring hormone.
You made a good point, Don. Just curious, Ellen, what's the potency of the melatonin you're taking?
It's just 1 milligram, and it's not bothering me at all, but somebody said, watch out, you know. I had a doctor say it could cause depression, you know.
No, there is no real literature that says it causes depression. There is some literature suggesting it might help it, but it's not been studied all that well. So, for instance, in the seasonal affective disorder of winter depression, I believe during the winter when these people are all sluggish, their melatonin levels may actually be higher than normal, and in the summer they tend to be lower. What we also know is that the melatonin production is often what they call phase shifted, that it may occur later than it's supposed to, or earlier than it's supposed to. So there are a lot of things we don't understand, and certainly any individual might react differently from the way everyone else does, but by and large, it is not considered to be a trigger of depression.
Thank you. I figured that. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, it's a sad thing. You know, we tell people to check with their doctors and so forth, and I think even the medical, you know, all of the associations and so forth and the journals are now they're telling the doctors that, you know, you really need to learn more about this stuff. Your patients know more than you do, blah, blah, blah. You know, you should learn. Still, there are some doctors, when they don't know something, they just automatically come out with statements like that rather than find out for sure. And hopefully it's not as prevalent as it used to be, but I guess it still happens.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Ellen, thank you for that phone call and your question. Let's go on to the next call. Mary, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Mary?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My daughter is almost 9, actually, and she's having learning problems. We're having her evaluated, but in the meantime, she was getting, like, really depressed in school, and she was going through major mood swings, and she was really, really being very difficult. And I took her to a psychiatrist, and he put her on Shitara just to, you know, help her focus more in school and to help her with her mood. And I heard about the B12, and someone told me that she might be deficient in it, and I bought... it's not a lozenge. It melts in your mouth, like that type of thing, the B12, B6, and folic acid.
Right.
I want to give it to her, but she's on the Shitara. Like, if she's deficient in B12, I know that'll replace it, but will it help enough? Like, how will it work together with the Shitara is what I'm trying to say, and can I take her off even? Can it replace it, or?
Well, let Dr. Podell answer. What is Shitara?
Shitara is a medicine that's used for attention deficit disorder. And it's sort of like some of the antidepressants, but it isn't really. And that's fine. It was a perfectly appropriate choice to see if she responds. Now, when I hear you going, and it's understandable, but it sort of almost sounds spastic, because we have a lot of ifs built on ifs. If she's B12 deficient, which you can measure, okay, you can do a blood test in the doctor's office, then will it help her, and will it help her so much that she can now get off the Strattera? The idea that none of it's been studied. If a person really has B12 deficiency, that can cause all sorts of problems, and that will be corrected by the B12. But let's say she has a suboptimal thing. Her blood levels are normal, but maybe a mega dose might help her somewhat. Maybe yes, maybe no. Nobody's really studied it, and certainly nobody studied it compared to Strattera. So I think the bottom line is you do the Strattera test and decide whether it's helpful. One can either get a blood test on the B12, or one can add the B12 at some point and just see if that's helpful. It's not likely to hurt. It's also unlikely to replace the Strattera, but you can see.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to comment, but what about fish oil or DHA supplements?
Well, those may be helpful also, but I think that the Strattera deserves a fair trial of sort of use by itself for a month or so, so you make a judgment whether it's doing you any good or not. Because if something is helping and you add other things on, you won't know which is helping, and you might be stuck with the Strattera for a long time when it isn't food that's helping.
What about something like diet or food allergy or
all those things are looked at for attention deficit kids, yes.
Yeah, you see, what you're getting at, Sam, sort of disturbs me also. I hope that the caller is talking to somebody who is knowledgeable in this aspect of treating ADD or ADHD, whatever the appropriate thing might be, because there are many other nutrients and things that could be involved, and you don't want to be in one of these categories where you read an article about, let's say, B12, and then you jump and try B12, and then next week you read an article about carnitine or acetylcholinesterase, and then you jump and do carnitine, and you read an article about this. You really ought to spend some time talking to somebody that has an overview of the alternative methods of treating this. There are many books out there that talk about this. You have doctors like Dr. Podell, who of course has one foot in each camp and can give you good advice on things like this. Check our website. We have a reference library section that has many articles. We have linked to Health Notes that has articles. And that will give you a better overview, I think, of what some of your options might be.
Good point, Don. Thanks for the call, Mary. Okay, it's time for a quick break. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
We shouldn't have to tell you about Ester C. You already know that if you want the type of vitamin C that's easy to absorb, easy to utilize, and easy on the stomach, Ester C is the way to go. And what company is known as your best source of Ester C? Natrol. Natrol Ester C in just about any form or potency you can ask for. Tablets or capsules alone or with bioflavonoids. Chewable, soft gels, liquid, with antioxidant, pycnogenol, echinacea, whatever. It's effervescent too. Natrol has it all. Ester C for when you want vitamin C that is most effective and naturally buffered. Ester C from Natrol. And here's some good news. Right now, the entire Natrol line, all Ester C products, are on sale at 35% off list price at Lunar Chemists.
American Help has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off this price.
If you're looking for information on nutritional supplements, how to choose those that are right for you, and how to properly use them, the new book, The Best Supplements for Your Health, is just what you need. Written by Don Goldberg, Arnie Gitomer, and Dr. Robert Abel, The Best Supplements for Your Health provides over 400 pages of factual and helpful information on supplements, including over 300 pages of product-specific recommendations. Whatever your health problem, prevention or treatment, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, or weight control, this book is for you. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation out there. With this book, you will find out what doesn't work as well as what does in Don and Arnie's well-known tell-it-like-it-is, no-holds-barred style. You can learn more about the book visiting the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. It's available at all major book outlets, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and of course, at Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Screens book from Kensington Publishing. And what better gift could you find for those that are important to you? Now on sale at 30% off. The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect holiday present. Only $11.20 a copy at Wilner Chemists and Amazon.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. And Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi Collection of multivitamin supplements. Okay, let's go right on to our next caller. By the way, if you don't have the number, if you'd like to talk to us, the number is 1-800-321-0710. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. And we're talking to Lynn. How are you doing today, Lynn?
I was wondering whether you could recommend anything for Meniere's disease with vertigo. I've been to 4 ENT doctors, and they tell me there's no cure. Just to stay away from sodium and caffeine.
Okay, we're thinking about this.
Yeah, the Meniere's is very difficult. There are some suggestions. Hopefully Don's looking up on health notes there. There are suggestions that maybe ginkgo's helpful. There have been suggestions that maybe zinc is helpful. I don't think those studies are all that strong. And so there are these maybes, but nothing that I can say for sure.
Yeah, the only thing I would add to the ginkgo is some people feel that the various flavonoids, you know, products that are high in various flavonoids can be helpful as well. I would recommend a product like the resveratrol synergy from Jarrow or some of the good grapeseed extracts or a pycnogenol type product, bilberry and you know the green tea bilberry. I would just take a high as much as possible of all of those flavonoid-rich supplements and foods, of course, that you could. Is that going to cure the problem? We don't know, but it's not going to hurt, and some people feel there is some evidence that it might help. And unfortunately, there's nothing else that we have any basis for talking about.
Okay, Lynn. Thanks a lot, and good luck. Go on to our next caller, Diana from the Bronx. Diana, what's your question today?
Tony?
How are you?
I'm happy.
What's your question?
Oh, listen, I am legally blind, and I had a blood clot behind the right eye, and I've been taking green tea, the liquid, and now I don't have it there anymore.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's great. I will not stop the green tea even if it doesn't dissolve the clot.
Well, how did you know to take green tea for that? Did you?
I've heard it over the radio on your program. I've heard talking about green tea, and so I didn't get me over it. I had somebody take me over to wellness, and I had gotten the green tea, and I'm fine.
Well, that sounds terrific.
I'm 72 years old. I'll be 73. But I'm doing pretty good. I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing very good. I think that green tea is wonderful.
I'm sipping a glass right now. It's great.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, I heard about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, that is smart.
Yeah. Well, we have two smart people here.
All the three of us smart.
Well, no, the reason I said that earlier was because I had previously been relying on the capsules. I like, the strength and so forth of taking a capsule. So I just had not bothered actually trying one of these, liquid concentrates. And I'm just very impressed. It tastes great. It's like an easy way to get a nice high potency glass of green tea.
Mm-hmm. I said to myself, I have to let the liquid, because I don't care for the bags or the capsule. I like to have the tea itself. I like the taste of it. So I put up first thing in the morning. I got it 5:30 in the morning, and I put it under my tongue, and I leave it there and have nothing before I have my breakfast at 6:00. So I eventually go through the bloodstream, and I take vitamin B12, B6, and folic acid.
You're doing all the right stuff, Diana.
Good.
Oh, good. Because I'm going to listen to you guys. That's why.
Oh, shucks.
Really?
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, Diana. Let's go on to our next caller. Adele, you're live on the Wheel in the Window. How can we help you today, Adele?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Thank God, fine. I recall correctly, I believe, that about 3 weeks ago or 3.5 weeks ago, you had a woman doctor on your program, and I didn't hear the whole thing what she was saying, but I came in at a certain point, and I take Actonel, and she had said that down the road taking this drug will damage the spine, and I was very concerned. I'm very holistic in vitamins, and I had a whole program with a holistic doctor for a year, but it did not help my osteoporosis. It just didn't do much for it, and it was at a difficult number, and I hated to take the Actonel, but I was so afraid, got a bit of a fracture, that I succumbed and I took it. And maybe I'm taking it for about 8 months.
So, Adele, you're concerned about something you heard in terms of taking Actonel?
Or taking Actonel or not.
Right. I heard that she says not to take it because it does damage to the spine down. I don't know how long it takes, but I was very concerned about it. And
well,
now I'm in a dilemma.
Did you take this up with your doctor? Did you mention it to him? And did you ask him about this concern?
Well, I have an appointment again. I haven't seen the doctor for a while, but he's not into drugs. I did tell him, and he never said anything about it that time, and he didn't know that it could be damaged down the road.
Well, I don't know if any of us can Dr. Podell, do you know anything about spinal damage and taking action?
No, well, I was here. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember her saying that. So that I'm not sure. Maybe you misheard her. Don, do you remember?
No, I don't remember any specific statement that Actonel or anything like that will actually cause the damage. Obviously, you don't want to be taking something like that without also doing all of the other things that we talk about for strengthening bone.
I mean, criticisms have been made that while those drugs seem to work for 3-4 years. There's some question as to whether they keep working in the long, long term, but I don't know that anyone's really established that they're harmful in any way.
You may want to just take this up with your doctor, Adele. We don't know anything about it. We can't validate it or comment on it, unfortunately.
Well, our doctor doesn't know.
In other words,
guest in our show,
yeah.
I remember.
I think maybe you heard her say something, and you maybe that you misinterpreted what she said. I wouldn't, look, you don't. This is one of those cases where you don't want to take the chance of not doing what's necessary, and if you need the medication, then you need the medication.
But of course, the other thing is, Don, don't just rely on the medication, too. You should take a good bone formula, calcium, magnesium, and all the other stuff that might be helpful.
That's correct. That's what I was saying before. You know, we say it all the time. The doctor gives you a, you know, one of these drugs, like, you know, like the Actonel, but do they also make sure that you're taking plenty of calcium and magnesium,
right,
and you know, zinc and iron and all of the other things that are necessary, vitamin D, you know.
All right. Thanks, Adele. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call. Izzy, what's your question today, Izzy? Are you there?
Izzy on the phone?
Izzy on the phone? Izzy's not there. All right, we'll try somebody else. Jimmy from Yonkers, what's your question today, Jimmy?
Yes, how are you? I've been a long time listener. I'll be brief. I'm calling for my wife, who's 61 years old. 2 months ago, she was hospitalized, and they diagnosed her as having a pinching nerve of the cervical spine.
Uh-huh.
Pain is unbearable. She went for physical therapy that for a while. That didn't help. I took her to the last 2 weeks, I've been taking her to a chiropractor, and that really hasn't stopped the pain, but it seemed to have helped some. One suggests the heating pad, and the other one suggests the opposite.
Right.
Our primary physician wants an MRI to see how much pressure is on the spine so she can see a neurosurgeon. I'm trying to do everything in a natural approach because I want to avoid any type of surgery or anything like that. And the problem is when she gets ready to go to bed at night, if she lies down, the pain is unbearable. She sits up in the chair. That's how she has to sleep at night. And this has been going on for like 2 months, and I'm just to the point now where I really don't know what to do. She was taking a painkiller, which she didn't want to take, but the pain was so unbearable she had to take something. And she also has an anti-inflammatory that she's taken. So right now, I don't know what to do.
Right. Well, perhaps after the MRI, if there are signs that there's damage to a disc or some of this connective tissue, there may be a place for some of the glucosamine products. You know, Jimmy, we may have to get back to you at the end. Jimmy, hold on for the next hour of the Lonely Window. We'll get back to your call. We just got to take a break here. This is Sam Forbes with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and your Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professional. This portion of the Lonely Window has been brought to you by Natrol, the makers of My Defense. I want to remind you that this is a two-hour program. We'll stay tuned for the next hour. And we'll be right back after the news. And if you've been holding for us, just hang in there. We'll be right with you.
Curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AMHB radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. We have mostly sunny skies and 73 degrees our current temperature, and a happy Memorial Day weekend to you. I'm Karen McHugh. And at this hour, a little history is being made in Indianapolis, Indiana. For the first time in the history of the storied Indy 500 road race, a woman is currently in the lead. 23-year-old Danica Patrick, a rookie, was already the highest starting female in the 89-year-old history of the race. She'd started in the fourth spot on the inside of the second row. They still have a long way to go in that race, however. You want to know where the dirtiest beaches in New York metro areas are? Well, a report in the Daily News today checked out 10 popular seashore destinations and discovered that 3 of them were infested with potentially harmful levels of E. coli and other fecal germs. The levels aren't high enough to close the beaches down, but they are dirty enough to sicken small children or the elderly or those with compromised immune systems. They are Point Pleasant Beach in New Jersey, Orchard Beach in the Bronx, and South Beach Island on Staten Island. Those are the 3 worst. For the good news, the top honors go to Far Rockaway in Queens, which is great for sunning but a little dangerous for swimming because of the rip.